نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كلا انهم عن ربهم يومئذ لمحجوبون ثم انهم لصالوا الجحيم ثم يقال هذا الذي كنتم به تكذبون كلا ان كتاب الابرار لفي عليين وما ادراك ما عليون كتاب مرقوم يشهده المقربون صدق الله العظيم. ان سوره المطففين كتاب الفجار ان كتاب الابرار the record of the evil doers, miscreants, transgressors. For that we have read that it will be in the Sijjin. Now this Sijjin word is from Sijjin. And Sijjin means prison, jail. So sort of a jail or a prison. What is the meaning of Kitab? As far as I have understood, that the Kitab here means the soul itself. Because whatsoever we earn in this life, it is imprinted on our souls. Now we can very easily understand, if a chip, you know, computer chip contains a lot, a whole world in it. So actually on the tape, everything is printed, not to be seen. So in our souls, everything is being printed. What we are doing, the imprints are on our souls. When these souls depart, when the angels have taken it away, now the souls of the righteous, pious people, virtuous people, they are taken to Ala Illiyin. Illiyin, a very high place. Illiyun, a people very high. And the souls of these people, evildoers, miscreants, oppressors, they are taken to the Sijjin, to the prison. And on those souls, you know, all the deeds that they have earned, bad or good, they are imprinted. This is my interpretation of this word. But now we were reading, إِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِ آيَاتُنَا قَالَ أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. When to those people who belie the coming of the day of judgment, our revelations are recited, they say they are the fables of the ancients, old stories. Kalla, no. Bal rana ala qulubihim ma kanu yaksebun. On their hearts, there is a rust. Their hearts have rusted. Actually, what happens, as I quoted before also, I remember the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When someone does something wrong, he's committed a sin, a black spot comes on the heart. Now if he repents and now is doing good deeds, it is washed off. If not, if it is continuing sinning, these black dots go on adding up. Till such time that the whole heart becomes black and it becomes closed like this. The Prophet, you know, he closed his fist like this, it is closed. Now nothing good can enter it. No sermon, no vaaz, no admonition, no reminding can benefit this person because this heart has become all black and it is closed. The same phenomenon is said here. Kalla bal rana ala qulubihim ma kanu yaksebun. What they had been earning, the deeds, the bad deeds, they have caused a rust on their hearts. So due to this rust, you know, these realities of this universe, they are not reflected. Otherwise, if the heart is clear on these realities of the universe, which, you know, Iman discusses, this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the coming of the day of judgment, etc., etc., these things are reflected in the hearts of the people when the ayat are recited to them. Kalla innahum an rabbihim yawmaizin lamahjubun. No. But these people will be, on the day of judgment, they will be wheeled from their Lord. They will not be able to see their Lord. What does it mean? the believers will be able to see their Lord on the day of judgment. When Allah comes, we shall be reading Suratul Fajr. وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ وَالْمَلَكُ صَفًّا صَفًّا. Well, that ground, you know, where all the mankind will be assembled. Then there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will descend. And all angels will come. And there, you know, the final decisions will be declared. But in that ground also, the believers will have the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they will be looking to Him. Ila rabbiha nazira. In Suratul Qiyamah also, ila rabbiha nazira. They will be looking towards their Lord. And here the reverse. These people, evildoers, they will be wheeled off and they will not be able to see their Lord. Summa innahum lasalul jaheem. And then they have to enter the hellfire. Summa yuqal. And then it will be said to them, هَذَا الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تُكَذِّبُونَ. This is that thing which you had been belying. No Jahannam, no nothing of the sort, no judgment, no resurrection. كَلَّا. Now, the reverse, converse. إِنَّ كِتَابَ الْأَبْرَارِ لَفِي عِلِّيِّينَ. The record of the pious people will be in the Illiyun. Illiyun, the very high, some place very near. Because we know that in Suratul Najm, that Jannatul Mawa is close to that Sidratul Muntaha. And maybe this Illiyun is also a place very close to it. So the souls of those people, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who believed in Him and they obeyed Him during their lifetimes, they will be kept very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fi Illiyun. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا إِلِّيُّونَ كِتَابٌ مَرْقُومٌ. What do you realize? What is that إِلِّيُّون? That's also a registered, inscribed. يَشْهَدُهُ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. And the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala witness that, you know, that إِلِّيُّون, the closest angels who are very near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are there close by. يَشْهَدُهُ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٌ. Verily, the pious shall be in the bliss. عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ يَنْظُرُونَ. They will be on the couches and seeing, looking on. تَعْرِفُ فِي وَجُوهِهِمْ نَظْرَةَ النَّعِيمِ. You will be able to see in their faces the freshness and radiance of bliss. يُسْقَوْنَ مِنْ رَحِيقٍ مَخْتُومٍ. And they will be given to drink a pure wine, sealed. خِتَامُهُ مِسْكٍ. Its seal will be from musk. وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. And for this thing, let the strivers strive and compete with one another. You are competing with each other in this world for more and more wealth, more and more progress in this world. There is a race going on. You are competing. But you should compete to get this reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Compete with each other. Go further and further in righteousness and in charities and good deeds and the service of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And its propagation of its dawah, and to struggle to establish the deen of Allah. وَمِزَاجُهُمْ مِنْ تَسْلِيمٍ. The wine that they will be given, its admixture will be from the water of Tasneem. And what is Tasneem? عَيْنًا يَشْرَبُ بِهَا الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. A fountain by which the closest of the Allah, the people, the mankind who will be the closest to Allah, they will drink. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا كَانُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يَدْحَكُونَ. Now coming to the worldly life. Verily those who were guilty, they used to laugh at those who believed. Abu Jahl and Walid bin Mughira and Uqba ibn Abi Mu'ayth, they used to laugh at Muslims. What has happened to them? They've gone crazy. Who are they? These, you know, slaves, etc., laborers. They have gathered around Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They used to laugh at them. وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِهِمْ يَتَغَامَزُونَ. And when they passed by them, they used to wink to each other. These are the people who have gone crazy. So they wink to each other. وَإِذَا انْقَلَبُوا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمْ انْقَلَبُوا فَكِهِينَ. And when they returned to their families, they returned jesting, joking. وَإِذَا رَاوْهُمْ قَالُوا إِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ لَضَالُّونَ. And when they used to see these believers, they would say, these people have gone astray. They have gone crazy. They have, you know, lost sight of their profits and losses. وَمَا أُرْسِلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ حَافِظِينَ although they were not sent as guardians over them. فَالْيَوْمَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنَ الْكُفَّارِ يَضْحَكُونَ So this day, today, on the day of resurrection, those who had believed, now they are laughing on the disbelievers. عَلَى الْأَرَائِكَ يَنْظُرُونَ And they are sitting and reclining on the couches and looking on. هَلْ سُوَّبَ الْكُفَّارُ مَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ Have not the disbelievers been rewarded fully for what they used to do? They were laughing on the believers in that world. Here now they are being laughed at by those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the past life. Suratul Inshiqaq. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Idha as-samaa'u inshaqqat. When the heaven will be split asunder. وَأَذِنَتْ لِرَبِّهَا وَحُقَّتْ And it will obey the call of its Lord. And surely, it has been ordained to do so. It has to listen and obey. وَإِذَا الْأَرْضُ مُدْبَتْ And when the earth will be stretched out, وَأَلْقَتْ مَا فِيهَا وَتَخَلَّتْ And it will cast outside all that is in it and will become empty. وَأَذِنَتْ لِرَبِّهَا وَحُقَّتْ And it will obey its Lord's call, and surely it has been ordained to do so. Now this is again a picture of that day. Now, is an ardu muddat, when this earth will be stretched. We know that this world is round. If it is stretched, what will happen? It will become elliptical first, and then maybe straight, absolutely plain. So whatever is in it will itself come out. So that is actually a logical result of this stretching of the world. This earth will be stretched. When the earth will be stretched and it will cast outside whatever is in it. These are the dead. These are the people who were buried in it. And this is, you know, everything which it has, it will throw it out. Ya ayyuhal insan, innaka kadihun ila rabbika kadhan famulaqih. O man, surely you are ever laboring continuously and laboriously, and you are sure to meet your Lord. This is a very important point. Man in this life has to undertake labor, hard work, struggle to earn livelihood. Whatever we have to do, everybody knows. To get the education. What you know, the youth coming from Pakistan, other countries. They are reading, but they are earning money, they are working. All these things. So this is lot of every human being. Is to work and work and work and work. But then, suddenly one day, he will find himself standing before the Lord. Now bring forth your account. What did you do? If we compare ourselves to the animals, horses, they are drawing the, whatsoever they are drawing, tangas, etc. But they are not going to be resurrected. Their tragedy ends with the death. Or, you know, the other beasts who carry load, they are working here, working hard, no doubt. But no resurrection. No questioning. But the tragedy of man is twofold. Here, you have to suffer. Sorrows after sorrows. Griefs after griefs. Man has to have these shocks. Hard work plus shock. But then, over and above that, إِنَّكَ كَادِحٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ كَدْحًا فَبُلَاقِهِ But the real tragedy would be when you will have to stand before your Lord. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ So as for those who will be given his record in the right hand, فَصَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا Soon will his account be taken by an easy reckoning. What is حِسَابِ يَسِير? There is a hadith. The Prophet said that the account will be presented, that's all. Go. no detailed questioning. Many people from this ummah, the Prophet said 70,000 of my ummah, who are the mutawakkilun, who have total faith in Allah, they will have this center. So for yuhasabu hisaban yaseera. Just looking into it, and that's all. فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا وَيَنْقَلِبُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا. And he will return. After that peshi, you know, he was presented. But now he's coming back to his family and he's happy, joyfully, that I have been saved. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ وَرَاءَ ظَهْرِهِ. And as for those who will be given the record behind his back. Why? The angels will try to give him in the left hand, but they will keep their left hand back. They don't want to hold that. So they will be given from their backs. فَسَوْفَ يَدْعُوا سُبُورًا. So such a man will then call for death. Let death come to me. وَيَسْلَى سَعِيرًا. But he will have to enter a blazing fire. إِنَّهُ كَانَ فِي أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا. Verily, in the past life, he was with his family and he was enjoying the life joyfully. He had his joys and rejoices in that world. From haram and from all forbidden means, he was earning and he was gathering all the comforts of life and the luxuries and everything. So, he had whatever was his share. He already had it in that world. إِنَّهُ كَانَ فِي أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا. إِنَّهُ ظَنَّ أَلَّنْ يَحُورُ. He thought that he would never have to return to his Lord. بَلَا. Why not? إِنَّ رَبَّهُ كَانَ بِهِ بَصِيرًا. Surely his Lord was ever beholding him, seeing him, what he is doing. And what for? To reward him. فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالشَّفَقِ. But nay, I swear by the afterglow of sunset. You know the glow after sunset, the reddish light on the horizon. This is shafaq. وَاللَّيْلِ وَمَا وَسَقْ. And by the night, and what it envelops into it. وَالْقَمَرْ is a tasak. And by the moon, when it grows full gradually. لَتَرْكَبُنَّ طَبَقًا أَنْ طَبَقًا. Surely, mankind, you shall certainly rise from stage to stage. These four ayat, as I have come to understand them, you may not find this opinion anywhere, so I am telling this my opinion, that these ayat, they denote the renaissance of Islam. Islam came with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The advent of Islam, the oaths we had in Surah Al-Muddassir. Kalla wal qamar wal layli iz adbar was subhi iz asfar innaha la ihdal kubar. Three oaths and innaha la ihdal kubar. And this is the oath. Kalla wal qamar. You know the teachings of the former messengers of Allah. They were like the light of the moon, which is very light. No intense light. وَاللَّيْلِ is adbar. There was a 600 years long night during which there was no Nabi, no revelation coming, no messenger of Allah. But now, وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا asfar. Now the sun of the messengerhood of Muhammad has arisen. And it has lightened the whole this world. إِنَّا لَيْهِدَ الْكُبَرْ. Surely, this advent of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is one of the biggest and mightiest things. Now the Prophet had said that after my death, four periods of time come before the end of this world. First, Khilafah ala Minhaj al-Nubuwa, the pious caliphate on the pattern of Nubuwa, the system which was established by Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Was retained absolutely in the same form with no difference whatsoever. But then he said, Summa yarfa Allah asha yarfa, when Allah will like, he will lift away this caliphate. Summa takunu mulkan aadhan. Then there will be a period of cruel kingship, to which Allama Iqbal has denoted by the words Arab imperialism, the Umayyad period, the Abbasid period. It was not caliphate, kingship. And there were cruelties inflicted upon people. What happened at Karbala? What happened at Harra? For 3 days and nights, the Medina of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the city of Muhammad, was declared permissible for anything you do for the army. Whatever you do. This happened at the hands of the so-called Muslims. Then hundreds of Tabi'een were massacred, slain, killed by Hajjaj ibn Yusuf. And so on and so forth. But then the Prophet said, this period will also come to an end. Then there will be the third period. That will be kingship with slavery. Summa yakunu mulkan jabriyan. And which now I understand, I can't say what the companions understood when the Prophet divided this kingship into two periods. Kingship, which is cruel. Kingship with slavery. But now we can understand it was the period of the colonial rule. At least formerly, although they were cruel people, but they were Muslims. Babar was a Muslim, Akbar was a Muslim, so to say. Jahangir was a Muslim, and so on and so forth. But then he became slaves to Queen Victoria, George VI, Edward VIII, and so on and so forth. So that was the third period. Then he said, Summa takunu khilafat ala minhaj an-nubuwa. Again there will be a period of khilafat ala minhaj an-nubuwa. This period is now not very far off. Also the doomsday is not very far off. Innahum yaraunahu ba'idan wa narahu qariba. They see it as if it is very far off and we see it close by. It's in front of us. So this renaissance of Islam, real Islam, not this Islam of ours. This is no Islam. We are individually Muslims. We believe in Allah. That's all. Where is Islam? There's a hadith, the Prophet said, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, a time will come. La yabqa min al-Islam illa ismuhu. Wa la yabqa min al-Quran illa rasmuhu. Out of Islam, nothing will remain except its name. Out of Quran, nothing will remain except its script. The period is here. But true Islam, real Islam, practical Islam, will be revived. There will be a resurgence. There will be a revival. There will be a renaissance. And this time, this will cover the whole of the globe. I can't give you the detailed ahadith of the Prophet regarding this. But how this will happen, this is depicted here. فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالشَّفَقُ. Now actually what happened? What we have is, when the sun has gone down, there is some red light. Of Islam only we have this. Islam, sun of Islam has set. But only some light we find in the world of Islam. That is the afterglow of the sunset. وَاللَّيْلِ وَمَا وَسَقُ. And this very long night, you know, of the decadence of the Ummah, downfall of the Ummah, downtroddenness of the Ummah. But then, وَالْقَمَرِ زَتَّسَقْ. Moon will rise and gradually, it will become full. This process of revival of Islam and renaissance of Islam is progressing stage by stage. There were some movements to begin with. They did some part. They contributed their bit. But then another movements came. The next generation, they are taking this standard a bit forward. the third generation, fourth generation. And during this 20th century, I can see at least in the Indian subcontinent, three generations have passed which are passing the standard and the, what should we say, the torch of Islam from generation to the other generation. But every generation is taking it upwards. لَتَرْكَبُنَّ تَبَقًا أَنْ تَبَقًا. The national movements, freedom movements, actually, they at least got for us freedom. When there is freedom, now it's easy for us to establish Islam. So there are movements, although we have not succeeded. Except for, we may say, Iran, but that is a Shia country. In any other country, we have not succeeded. There is a success, but it has to be established. It's still, you know, very shaky, and all the kufr has gathered around it, and that is in Afghanistan. But Islam will be revived, and this is the prophecy of the Prophet. And gradually, this process is going step by step upwards. لَتَرْكَبُنَّ طَبَقًا عَنْ طَبَقٍ فَمَا لَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. So what is to them? What's the matter with them? That they believe not. وَإِذَا قُرِيَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقُرْآنُ لَا يَسْجُدُونَ. And when the Quran is recited unto them, they don't fall and prostrate. This is the ayah of Sajda. بسم الله أوله آخره بل الذين كفروا يكذبون. Instead of believing in our recitation of our ayat, these people who are disbelieving, they belie. والله عالم بما يعون. And Allah very well knows what they are gathering for themselves. Their deeds, or the misdeeds, should be said. Whatever they are gathering for the hereafter, Allah knows. فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. So, O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give them the glad tidings of a painful chastisement. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتُ. Except those who come to believe and do righteous deeds. لَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ. For them shall be a reward which will be unending, continuous, forever, forever. Now we have a pair, وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتِ الْبُرُوجِ and وَالسَّمَاءِ وَالطَّارِقِ. البروج, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتِ الْبُرُوجِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْمَوْعُودِ وَشَاهِدٍ وَمَشْهُودِ قُتِلَ أَصْحَابُ الْأُخْدُودِ النَّارِ ذَاتِ الْوَقُودِ إِذْ هُمْ عَلَيْهَا قُعُودِ وَهُمْ عَلَى مَا يَفْعَلُونَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ الشُّهُودِ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَصِيمُ. Now there's a historical event in the background. It happened nearly half a century before the birth of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, Yemen was being governed by Himyarites. And one of the kings of Himyars, Taban As-Sad Abu Karb, he became Jew. Two Jew ulama from Banu Qurayza of Medina, they went there to Yemen, preached their faith, and he accepted Judaism as his religion. The whole state was converted into Jewish state. His son was Zunivas. He was very cruel, very cruel, very cruel. In the north of Yemen, south of Makkah, there is Najran. In Najran, there were the Christians, followers of Hazrat Masih alayhi salatu wassalam. And these were, up till that time, fully muwahideen. Trinity, it had not entered their creed. So to say, they were the true Muslims of that day. But this person, Zunivas, he attacked Najran to destroy this center of Christianity, followers of Hazrat Masih alayhi salatu wassalam. And the incident took place in the October of the year 523 AD. Very big trench was dug And then in it, fuel was placed and then fire was ignited. And then those who believed in the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so no, and the prophethood of Jesus alayhi salatu wa salam, they were thrown in that fire. And they say, historical accounts, from 20 to 40,000 people were burnt alive. So this is the incident, historical incident, in the background. وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتِ الْبُرُوجِ, by the heaven, with its constellations. وَالْيَوْمِ الْمَعُودِ, and by the promised day of judgment, the promised day of As-Sa'ah and Al-Qiyamah. وَشَاهِدٍ وَمَشْهُودٍ, and by the witness and that which is witnessed. One opinion is that Jummah, Friday, it comes in every city, every township. But Hajj, for Hajj, for Arafah, you have to go there. So that is the witnesser and that is the witnessed. Wallahu alam. Qutil ashabul ukhdud. Death to the companions of the ditch, people of the pits. An-nar zatil waqood, of the fuel fire, fuel fed fire. Izum alayha qu'ud, when they sat around it. When they were burning, you know, those people, the believing people who believed in Jesus alayhi salatu wassalam, they were looking and enjoying. Izum alayha qu'ud, wa hum ala ma yaf'aluna bil mu'minina shuhud. And they were witnessing to what they were doing to the believers. وَمَا نَقَبُوا مِنْهُمْ, and they did not avenge themselves from them, إِلَّا يُؤْمِنُوا, except for that, the only crime of those people was, أَنْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ, that they believed in Allah, the mighty and the praised. الَّذِي لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, to whom belong the sovereignty of the heavens and the earth. Wallahu ala kulli shayin shaheed, and verily Allah is a witness over everything. Inna allazeena fatanu almu'minina wal mu'minat, surely those who persecuted or persecute the believing men and the believing women, summa lam yatubu, and then repent not, falahum azabu jahannam, for them shall be the chastisement of the hell. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابُ الْحَرِيقِ, and for them shall be the chastisement of burnings. Now actually, this is, you know, being recited to whom? Abu Jahl. He was persecuting, torturing Sumayya, رضي الله تعالى عنها, Yasir, رضي الله تعالى عنه. The same thing which were these people, you know, the chiefs of Makkah, the mushrikeen, they were doing the Muslims. So in the past also, these things, you know, happened. So actually, they are shown this mirror. What happened to them will happen to you also. Inna allazeena amanu wa amilu salihat, surely those who believe and do righteous deeds, lahum jannatun tajri min tahtiha al-anhar, for them will be the gardens underneath which rivers will be flowing. ذَلِكَ الْفَوْضُ الْكَبِيرُ, that is indeed the great triumph and success. إِنَّ بَطْشَ رَبِّكَ لَشَدِيدٌ, surely the grip of your Lord is very severe. When he seizes, well, it's a seizing of doom. إِنَّهُ هُوَ يُبْدِي وَيُعِيدٌ, verily it is he who originates the creation and then repeats. وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الْوَدُودُ, and he is the forgiving and loving one. ذُو الْعَرْشِ, he is the Lord of the throne. الْمَجِيدُ, the glorious one. فَعَالٌ لِمَا يُرِيدُ, doer of whatever he intends. لِمَا يُرِيدُ, whatever he intends, he does. Because nobody can stop him. There is no force which can stop him. هَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ الْجُنُودِ, has there come to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the story of the armies, big armies? فِرْعَوْنَ وَسَمُودُ, the armies of Fir'aun, and the hosts of Samud. بَلِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فِي تَكْزِيبُ. Nay, but those who disbelieve keep engaged in belying, belying, belying. وَاللَّهُ بِوَرَائِهِمْ مُحِيطٌ. Although Allah is encompassing them from all around, they can't run away. They're already encompassed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بَلْ هُوَ قُرْآنُ الْمَجِيدُ. Nay, this is a glorious Qur'an. فِي لَوْهِ مَحْفُوظٌ. The real Qur'an is in the protected and guarded tablets. So this is the last time that this mention has come. Thrice in Qur'an it is mentioned. The real Qur'an is there. إِنَّهُ فِي أُمِّ الْكِتَابِ لَدَيْنَا لَعَلِيٌّ. It is with us, that Ummul Kitab. The real Quran is there in that book. And we read in Suratul Waqia, إِنَّهُ لَقُرْآنٌ كَرِيمٌ فِي كِتَابٍ مَكْنُونٌ لَا يَمَسُّهُ إِلَّا الْمُطَهَّرُونَ. The hidden book. It cannot be touched except by those who have been extremely purified, angels. And we have read today, كَلَّا إِنَّهَا تَذْكِرَةٌ فَمَنْ شَاءَ ذَكَرَهُ فِي صُحُفٍ مُكَرَّمَةٍ مَرْفُوعَةٍ مُطَهَّرَةٍ بِعَيْدِي سَفَرَةٍ كِرَامٍ بَرَرَةٍ. And here for the last time, بَلْ هُوَ قُرْآنُ الْمَجِيدِ فِي لَوْهٍ مَحْفُوظٍ. This, what we have, is an attested copy of that Qur'an. The real Qur'an is there. Surah Al-Tariq. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَالسَّمَاءِ وَالطَّارِقِ. By the heaven and the stars which visits at night. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الطَّارِقُ. And what will we make you realize? What is that star which visits at night? النَّجْمُ السَّاقِبُ. It is a star of piercing brightness. The Arabs used to worship it. إِن كُلُّ نَفْسٍ لَمَّا عَلَيْهَا حَافِظٌ. This is the مُقْسَمْ عَلَيْهِ. These oaths on this. In kullu nafsin lamma alayha hafiz. There is not a single soul but has a watcher over it. Verily, on every soul there is a watcher and guardian. فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانُ مِمَّا خُلِقُ. So man should think and see from what he has been created. خُلِقَ مِمَّاءٍ دَافِقٍ. He was created from a gushing fluid. يَخْرُجُ مِنْ بَيْنِ الصُّلْبِ وَالتَّرَائِبِ. Which issues from between the loins and the ribs. That is actually the place where the testicles used to be. But then they descended down into the scrotal sac. So the spermatic fluid traverses the whole, you know, that distance back. So this is بَيْنَ الصُّلْبِ وَالتَّرَائِبِ. إِنَّهُ عَلَىٰ رَجْعِهِ لَقَادِرٌ. When he created man out of the drop of sperm, the gushing liquid coming out, can he not recreate him? Verily, he is able to bring him back to life in resurrection. يَوْمَ تُبْلَى السَّرَائِرُ. The day when the secrets will be examined. فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ وَلَا نَاصِرٍ. So there will be no strength and no helper for anyone. وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتِ الرَّجْعِ. By the heaven, which sends rain after rain, recurring. وَالْأَرْضِ ذَاتِ الصَّدْعِ. And by the earth, which splits. When you know a growth comes out of it, any tree, anything, plant, it splits. وَالْأَرْضِ ذَاتِ الصَّدْعِ. إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلٌ فَصْلٌ. Surely this Quran is a decisive speech. It's going to decide the fates of the people. وَمَا هُوَ بِالْهَزْلِ. And it is not an amusing joke. Don't take it easily. Don't take it lightly. When this Quran has come down, as we read in Surah Bani Israel, وَبِالْحَقِّ أَنزَلْنَاهُ وَبِالْحَقِّ نَزَلْ. We have sent down it with truth, total truth. That it has come down with total truth. So now, the fates of the nations will be decided by this Quran. As there is a very clear hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Sahih of Imam Muslim, rahimahullah, from Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiyallahu ta'ala. عن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ان الله يرفع بهذا الكتاب اقواما ويضع به اخرين. Now Allah will raise nations due to this book and will bring them down when they turn their backs to it. This is what happened to the Muslim Ummah. وہ زمانے میں معزز تھے مسلمان ہو کر اور تم خار ہوئے تاریخ قرآن ہو کر. اقبال has given this diagnosis. خار از محجور یہ قرآن شدی شکوہ سنجے گردش دوراں شدی اے چو شبنم بر زمین افتندئی در بغل داری کتاب زندئی انہو لقول فصل وما ہوا بالحزل بٹ ایز فار دی پریزنٹ انہم یقیدون قیدا. او محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, these disbelievers, your enemies and our enemies, they are planning their plans. They are plotting against you and Islam and Quran. وَأَكِيدُ وَكَهْدَ. And I am also having a plan. I have a plot of my own. So my plan will succeed. فَمَحِلِ الْكَافِرِينَ. But grant a delay and respite to these disbelievers. Don't make haste. وَلَا تَعْجَلْ عَلَيْهِمْ. Don't wish that it should be decided for them very soon. No. مَحِّلْهُمْ. فَمَحِّلِ الْكَافِرِينَ. Give them some delay and respite. أَمْحِلْهُمْ. Please respite them. رُوَيْدَا. Gently for a while. The appeal, you know. Leave them alone for some time. Give them the time. Now this pair of Suratul Ala and Suratul Ghashiyah. This pair, this thing should be noted about this pair, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to recite in the Jummah prayer, in the first rakah, this Suratul Ala, and the second Suratul Ghashiyah. Sometimes he used to recite these surahs in the Fajr prayer on the day of Friday. But mostly in the Friday prayers, in the first rakat, the Suratul Ala, and in the second, the Suratul Ghashiyah. And you know the reason, it will come before us, inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Sabbih Isma Rabbikal Ala. Glorify the name of your Lord who is most high, the highest. Allazi khalaqa fasawwa. Who created everything and then gave it the finishing touches and fashioned it well. Khalaqa, a structure, and then the finishing of that structure. That is tasviya. In takhliq, the main structure is completed. But now, the finishing touches. You know, when you are going to build a house, when the structure is there, you say, perhaps the work has been completed, but then you come to know that the real work starts after that. So this is tasviya. وَالَّذِي قَدَّرَ فَهَدَى. And who has determined and limitations of everything and guided it. Every creature that Allah has created, there are limitations and potentialities given to it. It can do this, 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 this. It cannot do this. For example, we human beings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us many things, but we can't fly. We invented aeroplane, etc., etc., but we can't fly. And a mosquito is flying. So this is, you know, the taqdeer of the species. Every species, an estimation has been fixed for it. These are the boundaries within which it has to live and work. So this is called qaddara. And for then every this animal has been given a guidance. Now these guidance are, there are levels. First of all, instincts. They are also guidance. When a child is born, he knows that his food is in the chest of the mother. He at once takes that, you know, the mammary gland into his mouth and sucks. Who told him? Who trained him? So this is the first guidance. The instincts, they are a guidance. Then we shall read, inshallah, in Surah Ash-Shams, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given human souls a guidance which is inherent in it, that it knows what is good, what is bad. فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. So there are many levels of guidance. This is the final guidance. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent this book, or He has been sending the books before, this is, you know, the final guidance. But the guidance has different steps. سَبِّحِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ الْعَلَىٰ الَّذِي خَلَقَ فَسَوَّى وَالَّذِي قَدَّرَ فَهَدَىٰ وَالَّذِي أَخْرَجَ الْمَرْعَىٰ. Who brought forth the green pasture where, you know, cattle, they eat. فَاجْعَلَهُ غُسَاءً أَهْوَىٰ. But then, after some days, it turned into a blackening stubble. سَنُقْرِيَوْكَ فَلَا تَنْسَىٰ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we shall make you recite our Quran so that you shall not forget. You don't take pains in remembering it. We had this thing in Suratul Qiyamah. La tuharrik bihi lisanaka litajala bihi. Inna alayna jam'ahu wa Qur'ana. Faiza qara'nahu fattabi Qur'ana. You don't take pains. You don't move your tongue quickly to memorize it, lest you should forget it. It's upon us. We take the responsibility. We shall collect this in your mind, in your heart. The same thing is said here. Sanuqriyuka. We shall recite to you. And then you will not forget. فَلَا تَنْسَىٰ إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ اللَّهِ. Except that which Allah wills. إِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ الْجَهْرَ وَمَا يَخْفَىٰ. Surely He knows the manifest and what is hidden. Everything is known to Him. Everything is before Him. وَنُيَسِّرُكَ لِلْيُسْرَىٰ. And soon we shall make it easy for you to follow this smooth path. You will be made easy for the easiness. The real easiness, the real ease is Jannah, where you will go and no fatigue now and nothing of the sort, no labor. فَسَنُيَسِّرُكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you in a way that you will reach there very easily. وَنُيَسِّرُكَ لِلْيُسْرَىٰ فَذَكِّرْ إِن نَفَعَتِ الزِّكْرَىٰ. So go on reminding the people. Go on admonishing them. In case reminding profits them. Now because in Jummah, the khutbah is there. And Jummah becomes Jummah actually due to khutbah. Otherwise, we pray 4 rakat in Zuhr. And in Jummah we pray 2. So actually the most important thing of Jummah prayer is the khutbah. Integral part of the prayer. And it is for admonition. It is for tazkir. It is for talim. So in that prayer, the Prophet used to recite this surah. فَذَكِّرْ إِن نَفَعَتِ الزِّكْرَىٰ. Go out reminding. In case this reminding benefits the people. سَيَذَّكَّرُ مَنْ يَخْشَىٰ. Very soon, those who fear Allah will be admonished, will get the reminding. You know, don't despair, don't be disappointed. You continue on. And people will listen. Maybe somebody listens today, maybe somebody listens next Friday. You continue the process. Keep it going. فَذَكِّرْ النَّفَعَةِ الزِّكْرَىٰ سَيَذَّكَّرُ مَنْ يَخْشَىٰ وَيَتَجَنَّبُهَا الْأَشْقَىٰ. But the most wretched, the most wicked will avoid it. He will not be admonished by this Quran. He will not take the reminding of this Quran. أَلَّذِي يَسْلَى النَّارَ الْكُبْرَىٰ. Who will then be cast into the great fire. Kubra, Al-Narul Kubra, the greatest fire. Why? The greatest preacher of Islam and the right path is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And even after his preaching, even after his conveying the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if somebody is not accepting, it means he is the most wretched and wicked person. So the biggest, you know, reward and punishment should be for him. ثُمَّ لَا يَمُوتُ فِيهَا وَلَا يَحْيَا. Then, in that fire, in that hell, he will neither die nor live. He will call death. Let death come to me. Let there be an end to my existence. But no, you will keep living. So that you have this, you keep on tasting this chastisement. But this is no life. Neither alive nor dead. ثُمَّ لَا يَمُوتُ فِيهَا وَلَا يَحْيَا. Then he will neither die in it nor live. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. Verily, successful is the one who purifies himself. As we read in Surah Al-Hashr, we have the ruh and then this material existence of ours. I quoted, you know, a quotation from the Upanishads. Man is in ignorance, identifies himself with the material sheets which encompass his real self. Now, if you can't purify your inner self, it is as if you have buried it in this sand. This is sand around this ruh. This body of ours, it comes from clay, earth. So that ruh has been as if buried in this clay. But whosoever purifies, develops it, his own ana, his own khudi, he develops it, strengthens it, and then, you know, he bows before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Well, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى وَزَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى. First you have to be fully controlling your body, your animal being, your id or libido, your animal instincts. You should be in full control of it. And then you bow before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a full, you know, as a one piece. Not that part of you is bowing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and part of you is studying, no, I'm not going to submit. That is the case if you are accepting some of the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and rejecting the others. You should bow before your Lord in one piece, in totality. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu udkhulu fi silmi kaffa. Enter Islam in totality. Not keeping any part of your life, any aspect of your life, you know, away from it, exempt from it. Qad aflaha man tazakka wa zakara isma rabbihi fa salla. Verily, successful will be the only one who has purified himself. And then he remembers the name of his Lord and then prays. وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى. And this is actually the picture of Salatul Jum'ah. In the khutbah, there is the reminding. There is the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The admonishing. And then you pray. Two rakat. So this is the picture of Jum'ah. In this way actually, I'm telling you that there's a reason why the Prophet ﷺ used to recite this surah in the prayer of Jum'ah. بَلْ تُوْسِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. This is essentially the basic disease with which we are suffering. But you are preferring the life of this world. This world which is very near at hand. Akhira seems to be far away. اب تو آرام سے گزرتی ہے آخرت کی خبر خدا جانے. So you are thinking about this world. بل تو سرون الحیات الدنیا. Here again I want to point out that disbelieving in آخرہ, that is going very far off. دل دلالم بعیدا. Who says there is no آخرہ, there is no resurrection, there is no باس بعد الموت, nothing of this sort. Well, he has gone very far away astray. فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا. But one says, I believe, but he's preferring this life. That is out of sight, out of sight, out of mind. All our endeavors, striving, running hither and there, day and night, thinking about, planning about this world, this worldly life, its needs. بَلْ تُوْسْتَنُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَعَبْقَى. While akhirah, hereafter, is much better and also lasting one. This is temporary abode, everybody knows. At least this thing is known to every person. Is there any person who can say, I will not die? What does it mean? I have to go from here. This is not my permanent abode. I have to go from there. But we want to keep this even idea of death away from our mind, conscious mind. As if we are saying to ourselves, the death is for others only, not for me. I have to live here. As you know, Quran says there are two places. This was the condition of the Jews. That each one of them wants to live for 1,000 years. The love of this life. And because there's time, let me quote the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yushiku an yati ala an-nas zamanun. I fear a time will come when the nations of the world will call each other upon you, O Muslims. Just as when a feast is ready, so then people are called, okay, come and have the meals. In this way, the nations of the world would call each other on you. The Sahaba, you know, they were very much surprised. Amin qillatin nahnu yawmaidin ya Rasulullah. O Messenger of Allah, shall we be on that day very little in number? He said, no, bal antum yawmaidin kaseer. Your number will be very great. 1.5 billion. But you will like, you know, wasaw sahl. When a flood comes, there is some, you know, froth over. You will be like that froth and nothing else. Why? Because there will be a disease in you, which is called vahan. Lakinna fikum vahan. Then the companions asked, what is this vahan? We have never heard of this disease. Vahan. The Prophet said, hubbu dunya wa karahiyatul maut. The love of this world and the fear of death. Running away from death. When this will overcome you, then you will be like a very, you know, so tasty fodder for all the nations of the world. In hadha lafis suhafil ula. Verily, this very teaching was in the ancient scriptures also. All the ancient scriptures, whether they were of Nuh or of Ibrahim, this point was central, that this world is temporary, the real life is the life of the hereafter. So of Ibrahim and Musa, in the scriptures of Ibrahim and Musa, alayhim as-salatu was-salam, barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-azim, wa nafani wa iyaakum bil ayati wa zikr al-hakim.